Here's a question regarding long-suffering. Was Paul wrong to confront Peter in public regarding his double standard? Well, Paul seems quite unabashed about saying, I withstood him to the face because he was wrong. He needed that. And this comes back to public acts that require public dealing. If I make a decision in private, and it's a private affair, it's my business, well, then I can fix it in private. If I make a mistake between my ears, I can fix it between my ears. If I allow it to develop and it hurts my wife, then I can't just fix it between my ears. I have to go and fix it with my wife. If it's something that affects the whole assembly, well, then it has to be fixed at that level, doesn't it? So we shouldn't make private things public things. If someone has sinned in a private way, the community doesn't know about it, the assembly doesn't know about it, and that person comes to the elders and says, I've struggled with this problem, I'd like help, and the elders decide they're going to put it on a marquee, they're wrong. The Bible says that in the Old Testament, if one of the common people sinned, the blood went as far as the door. If a priest sinned, the blood had to go into the sanctuary, into the holy place, because the priest went into the holy place. In other words, the repair had to go as far as the damage had gone. And so if there's a private matter between you and your brother, go to your brother. You know what we do? If somebody does something to us, we tell everybody in the countryside to try and boost our position. Whatever they did to me, I'm wrong in spreading it around. Gossip is an awful thing. It does a lot of damage. What I need to do, go to my brother privately, fix it privately, and win him back privately. That's what has to happen. So Peter he was a leader in the church. He had taken a public stand. Everybody knew what was going on here. And Paul was desperately afraid that we were going to end up with two groups of churches, Jewish churches and Gentile churches. And so he withstood him to the face. The Bible tells us that if an elder is unruly, and that means that he's not following the biblical pattern, he's unwilling to cooperate, he's got his own agenda, and he's doing things. I mean, they had already decided in Jerusalem that this was the Gentiles didn't have to keep the law. That had been settled. And now here was Peter being unruly. He was not cooperative. He was not standing with the other elders in the decision they'd made. And for that reason, the flock become divided, don't they? And the people gather around certain individuals. And so Paul said, the scripture says that if an elder won't cooperate, he's unruly, he's got his own agenda, he's breaking rank, he is to be rebuked before all. That's something that has to happen. In other words, the assembly has to know, we as an assembly do not follow what this brother is saying. He has broken rank. We had already agreed on this, and we want the assembly to know that we are all united in this thing, and this brother is going to apologize that he stepped out of line, and we're going to work together. Right? That has to happen. If it's a private matter, it stays a private matter. But when it affects the whole assembly, all the people of God, it has to be a public thing to fix it publicly. And that's what Paul felt, and that's what he did. And so if you take a public position, you become publicly accountable. If you're doing something privately, well, then that's private. But when it's public, it has to be dealt with publicly. And, you know, Peter appreciated it. I think Peter learned a lot from it. And when you read his epistles, he speaks very highly of Paul and Paul's teaching. And that was one of the nice things about the early church. That, you know, John Mark, they had problems with John Mark, but later on, Paul says, he's profitable to me, bring him along. They didn't hold grudges. They weren't babies, you know? They didn't let the root of bitterness spring up in them. They dealt with things, and then they got on with life. And that's a good thing to do, isn't it?